So the guy pretending to be Jamie Foxx has gotten himself in all kinds of trouble with the Zionist mob. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more of our nation's decay. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. You know, this should be a pretty easy take for conservatives to have. Pornography is bad. I mean, like, what is there to dispute? First of all, porn is addictive. It destroys marriages. It destroys relationships. It stunts growth of young people. It warps humans' natural desires into twisted and extreme ones. It encourages men to view women as sex objects and the need to seek more and more extreme sex acts. I mean, it's clearly bad, without even getting into the way that it routinely traffics and exploits the people who appear in it. No, it's bad entirely for what it does to the people using it. So let's oppose it. Low bar. And yet, that bar is some bar that conservative influencers can't seem to clear. Last spring, conservative and supposed scriptural expert Dennis Prager claimed there's nothing evil about viewing and masturbating to literal child pornography just so long as it's animated.
Would you use the word evil of animated child pornography? Because no, I certainly would.
I would use evil only with behavior. That's where we might differ, forgetting the sex issue. You can't be evil. You didn't do evil if you thought evil.
If I'm masturbating to animated pictures of pornography, I'm not doing something evil.
That's correct.
Yeah, I think that's despicable.
Now, granted, Dennis Prager is not a Christian. But the vast majority of traditional Orthodox Jewish rabbis and scholars have taught that pornography is wrong, that masturbation is wrong, and that specifically masturbating to child pornography is wrong. So why can't Dennis Prager make that leap? Maybe it has something to do with his bizarre claim that for humans, bisexuality is the norm, not a perverted exception. No, seriously.
Normal is not defined by your sexual orientation.
Yeah.
That's what normal. I'm not saying heterosexual is more normal. By the way, I actually believe bisexual is the norm.
How do you even get an idea like that in your sick and twisted head? Unless, you know, of course, you're covering for something. You do the math. Granted, Prager's bizarre statements only put him in the same territory as millions of liberals, but the problem is that Prager is held up as a hero by conservatives. In fact, as we speak, Ron DeSantis' Florida is close to letting PragerU materials be used in public schools. Now, luckily, there is some good news on the pornography front. Despite the insane statements of weirdos like Prager, a new piece in Politico profiles one simple law that is sending the online porn industry into a complete panic. The first such law passed in Louisiana. All it did was this. It required authentic verification that a person was over 18 years old to give them access to a porn website. That's it. Now, it turns out that a lot of people have enough shame that they aren't willing to whip out their photo ID or their passport and send it to a porn website to watch a dirty video. Traffic to Pornhub, a top porn website, has fallen 80% in Louisiana since that law was enacted. Other states have passed similar laws. In some states, Pornhub has responded by simply just disabling the site there completely. Good. Great. Good riddance. Some users have complained to state legislatures, but fortunately so far lawmakers have laughed at those sick weirdos rather than siding with them. Now, we hope that every red state passes similar laws and that the GOP sides with marriages and family instead of weirdos like Dennis Prager. Morgan Ariel is CEO of One God Clothing Company, a fashion brand for Christ, and a critic of the widespread toleration of openly gay behavior in the conservative movement, and she joins us now. Thank you so much for coming back. We appreciate it.
Hi, Stu. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic, especially knowing what's happening in Louisiana, some other states as well. Porn is being banned. What is happening with Dennis Prager? What is happening with the conservative movement and all of this normalization of sodomy and sickness and now child porn?
You know, it just seems like they're not serving the same God as us. I really wonder what spirit they're operating under, Stu, because, you know, there seems to be a group of people that actually condone pedophilia. And we know that obviously the homosexual movement is a stepping stone to get us to the level of where everybody just normalizes pedophilia. And we're seeing this desensitization. And there needs to also be this understanding that children cannot consent to sex under any reasonable circumstances at all. And it should be a no-brainer. But yet here we are living in a Romans 1 reprobate world.
So we have often referred to the Gay Marriage Act as the slippery slope, right? I mean, that's a euphemism that's probably cliche. It's used all the time. But describe in your best detail, because I respect your opinion, articulate for our viewers, what do you believe that that slippery slope is leading to?
I believe, well, what does it say that in the last days will be like the days of Noah? And in those days, I mean, you couldn't even walk outside in the streets without getting raped. So I think that it's just going to be a complete and total lawlessness and sexual depravity to the point where anybody and everybody is having sex with whoever, whenever, and completely desensitized to it. I mean, I just don't understand how anybody can be okay with child pornography. You see the right wing and they're so upset about Epstein, right? Oh, Epstein is a pedophile, but yet they have all these terms and conditions where they're like starting to let it slide slowly. And I don't think that the average person is seeing where it's going, but it's wrong.
Do you think it's going to be eventually, hey, you can be 50 years old and have sex with a 13-year-old and that's legal and that's acceptable and that's okay? In other words, having sex with kids will be legal in this country.
I do believe that if Jesus doesn't come back before then, because what I'm seeing from the public space on Twitter and the conversations that I'm having is these people are making arguments that in the olden days, children were getting married to old men. And when I looked up the statistics on it, I wasn't able to find any proof of that. When I look at it, statistically for the last, 600 years, the average age of marriage was in your early 20s with an age gap of 2 to 4 years. So the documentation and the data doesn't support these claims that are being pushed around, but it's really bizarre and troubling. And I could definitely see where we're headed.
So they changed the definition, by the way, of a pedophile. It's not that anymore. You're not allowed to say that because it might hurt somebody's feelings who is a minor attracted person. What normal person is sitting at their dinner table or about to and listening to this program and thinks that minor attracted person is acceptable? It's absolutely unacceptable.
It's unacceptable. And we're supposed to be protecting children, not sexualizing them and exploiting them.
I live by the code. You touch our kids, we'll kill you. That's
absolutely
not prison. No. Execute you. If you get found guilty in a court of law of touching inappropriately or having sexual relations with or even being attracted to a minor child, you should have a bullet in your brain immediately after conviction.
I mean, I agree with you, Stu. I think it's disgusting. And I mean, I'm sure you have children. I have a daughter. I can't imagine someone trying to sexualize her and try to cause her some kind of harm. But even worse, people accepting it and saying that that's okay to groom and do something to somebody who's not of the mind to be able to even be making those decisions with an older
individual. Yeah, we saw that Nassar with his, gymnastics girls. We see, it happens in sports. It's happening in school. We had the story of the librarian who was pushing, books that taught kids how to suck d-. And I'm saying that because it said it in the literature. And here's this 11-year-old child who went to a school board meeting and was reading excerpts from the book that was in the library at a public school that taught him how to suck d-. So he had to say that, of course, because he's reading the excerpt from the book. And then this librarian said, well, if you like that one, I've got a lot more for you. And then tried to push even more explicitly gay, homosexual, pedophilic material onto this kid. This is happening at our schools, and it's happening at the top levels of our politics. So you said that there's a certain group of people who are promoting this. Who are they?
Are they the Zionists? Are they reading the Talmud? I don't know. Do people know about that? I mean, there's certain documents that basically say that pedophilia is okay from any age. So, I mean, you be the judge of that.
Man, I tell you, the more that I do this program and the more people that I talk to, the more that I learn by speaking with people like you who do your research, real Christians who actually read the Bible, experts in the way of government or vaccines or the medical industrial complex or, war experts. The more that I learn, the more disgustingly corrupt our government seems to be. And they're all bought by the same people. Every one of them has one hand in the taxpayer's pocket and the other into foreign interest pockets, into foreign nations' pockets, accepting the blessings of foreign nations before they run for president, or getting the blessing of a foreign nation before they invade another country to make sure that they're going to be on board. We're going to be speaking with John Miller here about that shortly. You know, the dancing Israelis, nobody's going to forget the dancing Israelis. Nobody's going to forget about the attack on the USS Liberty. These things happened. Nobody's going to forget that the Rothschilds funded the submersible that killed all the people that wanted to go see the Titanic that allegedly hit an iceberg. Nobody wants to question any of these people.
If people come out of their delusion and believing that there's this left and right, you know, there's people that want to help you and save you, we are going to help one another. It's going to be the people that save this country, not any politician that's bought and paid for.
That's right. And there is no plan. Don't trust the plan. The military is not in control. These people are not locked up at Gitmo. No, what we are actually seeing with our own eyes is true, and it's reality. And our country is going into the tank, and it is being overtaken by people who want to do the very things that Morgan and myself are telling you right now. This is like a warning. I mean, it's going to happen. It's scripturally written. We are in the end times. The deception and the pornography and the pedophilia, all of this is going to happen at the hands of the enemy. We have a common enemy, and that is who we have to fight. Satan is the enemy. Evil is the enemy. We are at war right now. This is a war of good versus evil, and we have to storm the gates of hell.
Absolutely, we do. And it's also important to understand that God is the one who has handed these people over because they love not the truth. So if you are not a truth seeker and you don't care to know the truth and have a reverence and love for God, then even you can be deceived at any point.
So why am I getting excuses if I go on a Twitter right now? A little social experiment. Maybe I'll do this. If I go on a Twitter right now and I just simply type in the words, why is Lady MAGA a tranny at Trump's Mar-a-Lago? Well, what do you think the response to that would be online?
They're going to say, oh, it's not a big deal. They're on our side. They have conservative values, so we can let them slide. But I mean, that's not true. You can't, because it's not conservative.
Yeah.
So we're either going to be conservative or we're not, but we can't, you know, what is it? It's like we're liberals, you know? Yeah. That's basically it. There really is no conservatism.
And there's nothing normal about a mentally ill, delusional man in a dress, former Olympian, Bruce Jenner, pretending that he's a woman. That's not normal. I don't care if he's on the Fox News channel. The Fox News channel is, by the way, paid for by the very same people that we're talking about that fund all of the evil. And that funded across the board, by the way. Vanguard, BlackRock, the Rothschilds, the criminal banking, central banking cabal. These people control it all. And if you want to really look into who is the biggest investors into CNN and NBC and ABC and CBS and the Fox News Channel, yes. And most of these so-called fake conservative alternative media broadcasters, go do the research and then get back to me. Show me their names, show me their faces, and then we'll find what is the commonality. I'm out of time here. And I just always appreciate you coming on because you just really bring a different perspective that our viewers have to see. And that perspective is the cold, hard truth. And if you're oversensitive to it and you don't want to hear it, put your blinders on, la, 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 pretend that you didn't hear it, then that's fine. This program isn't for you, and neither is Morgan Ariel. But if she is, and if the truth is for you, then go find her on Twitter. What's your handle on Twitter?
It's Morgan Ariel.
Perfect. It's Morgan Ariel on Twitter, and it's Morgan Ariel right here on The Stu Peters Show. Thank you so much for coming. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Stu.
Anytime. Excited to meet Morgan Ariel, by the way, at the American Liberty Awards that's coming up this Saturday. If you don't have your tickets yet, make sure to go to AmericanLibertyAwards.com. She's been nominated very deservingly. Also, Chris Skye, I have learned, the Canadian Patriot, is going to be at the American Liberty Awards. Alex Jones, Owen Schroyer, myself, we have been nominated. Of course, please go and vote. AmericanLibertyAwards.com. Go there and vote. Movie of the Year, Died Suddenly. Also, your most trusted news outlet should be the Stu Peters Network. We always guide you in the right direction, and that's why I have to talk to you a little bit about Gold Co. right now, which is a great way to protect yourself. It's a hedge against hyperinflation, physical gold and silver, a way to protect yourself against criminal taxation, to protect yourself against the great financial reset. Your IRAs, your 401ks, your retirement, Social Security, all that is in the trash. Good luck trying to access your 401k. Everything that you've worked hard to earn and even harder to save is at imminent risk right now, so protect yourself with physical gold and silver. I get mine from Gold Co. I just called them, 855-706-GOLD. 855-706-GOLD is the phone number. Tell them Stu Peters sent you, by the way. You'll get up to $10,000 in free silver with your qualified account when you call Gold Co. today. 855-706-GOLD. Make sure to go vote. AmericanLibertyAwards.com. We'll be right back.
The pandemic changed our world forever. Lies, murder, and heartless profiteering destroyed the sacred trust between a family and professionals in medicine. It also opened the door for true heroes to step up and restore confidence so we can handle anything the enemy throws at us. The Wellness Company has the solution, a protocol to ensure you are never tricked again. Get a medical emergency kit today. It includes life-saving ivermectin, a 12-tablet Z-Pack, and a comprehensive guide personally prepared by the Wellness Company's chief medical board on how to use this arc of healing. For under $300, you can secure your own pandemic protocol today, store it away, pay with your HSA. Go to pandemicprotocol.com right now to get your ultimate kit to win the fight against bronchitis, colitis, and even a bioweapon plague. Peace of mind for the unexpected. PandemicProtocol.com.
Really exciting stuff here. I'm just absolutely thrilled to introduce our brand new product that you can find at GetIGF1.com. If weight loss is your goal, I highly suggest that you start by adding our weight loss formula plus with berberine. The berberine weight loss product is an all-natural potent Chinese herb with numerous health benefits. Blood sugar control, anti-inflammatory, gut health. Berberine helps the body's cells to utilize sugar. What makes this product different is the purity of the berberine, plus it has IGF-1 derived from deer antler velvet. Now, obviously, AutoShip is the best way to get on a regimen to support your weight loss goals because it'll take at least 90 days. You can cancel at any time. Again, cancel at any time, but go to GetIGF1.com for this weight loss formula plus with berberine. Plus, check out all of the other products available at GetIGF1.com. Again, that's GetIGF1.com. So for half the year, actor Jamie Foxx has been out of the public eye, suffering from some mysterious health crisis. All the rumors indicate the crisis is exactly what everyone expects. Foxx had a stroke at a shockingly young age, probably from severe clotting caused by the COVID-19 killer bioweapon jab. But Foxx finally did resurface publicly last month, but now he's immediately gotten himself into a different kind of trouble. Last Friday, Foxx made an Instagram post with the hashtags fake love and fake friends, which read, quote, "They killed this dude named Jesus. What do you think they'll do to you?" Now, Foxx didn't single out who he meant by they, but pretty immediately the press pounced and said Foxx was making an anti-Jewish comment. Now, as it happens, simply saying they killed Jesus or something similar is a common phrase used in the black community, basically saying if bad people could kill someone as good as Christ, why would you be any different? It basically means don't trust anyone, especially those in power. But instead, Foxx got dragged over the coals and he had to hastily issue a total apology. He said that instead he was, quote, betrayed by a fake friend, and that's what I meant by they, not anything more. I have only love in my heart for everyone. I love and support the Jewish community. My deepest apologies to anyone who was offended. Unquote. For reference, a decade ago when Foxx appeared in this movie, he joked that in the movie they killed all the white people. And that was great. And that was funny. No apology was needed. Just goes to show, as always, general anti-white animus like anti-Christian animus is always acceptable. John Miller is a conservative commentator, a former host at The Blaze, and former contributor to Fox News. He joins us now for more on this. John, so this was, again, groveling and submitting to, you know, the ADL and, you know, all of the mainstream press because you're not allowed to say anything anymore. I mean, my Watch the Water documentary was anti-Semitic. Oh, and by the way, the ADL hit me for my Died Suddenly film. Somehow now it's anti-Semitic to speak out against bioweapon injections. This is ridiculous. What say you?
Yeah, I mean, isn't it funny that he didn't say who he was talking about? He didn't say what he meant by they. And like you said, that's commonly used to mean my friends betrayed me. And yet the Jewish community and the ADL and all the usual suspects pounces in and says, oh, that's anti-Semitic. And you have to wonder, what are you defending? Doth thou protest too much? Why are you guys saying, oh, he meant the Jews and he must be denounced by this? It's almost like there's this guilt there that they rush in to come in and defend the fact, oh, we didn't kill Jesus. And there was this think piece in the Jerusalem Post by Zina Ramakalova, I think her name was, saying the Jews did not kill Jesus. And she then put in parentheses opinion. Well, you can't really state a fact like that. Oh, someone didn't kill someone and then just say it's my opinion. But it's almost like they have the machinery in place to pounce on anyone who says anything. And like you mentioned, he's been very vocal about his anti-white animus, and yet that doesn't matter. And yet even just the subtlest hint of someone who wasn't the Romans, who wasn't white people, killed Jesus, and all of a sudden the entire Zionist machinery just comes in and pounces.
Is there a more aggressively powerful piece of machinery than the Zionist machinery?
I don't think so. I mean, I think you see it every day in your life. And I think the biggest tell is that you don't even have to be talking about them, and they'll come in and make sure that everyone knows. I mean, just for a thought experiment, if you go, and I mean, not to mention what's in the Bible, what's in the gospel, what's in Matthew about who was responsible for the death of Jesus. I got to tell you, it's very clear what the Bible and what the gospel actually says. And this piece says, well, that's actually, it's over exaggerated, this author says in the piece. But it doesn't matter, because at the end of the day, they still have this pressure to say it wasn't us. And it really says something about the fact that you have this machinery that any hint, anything that's going to stir up this suspicion that maybe they were responsible for the killing of Jesus. And you go to Google, and this should answer your question. This should tell you that there is really nothing more powerful. You go to Google, say you are illiterate, you're not really familiar with the Bible, you don't really know the history, and you just are intrigued. And you go and you Google who was responsible for the death of Jesus. Matthew doesn't come up. The big book doesn't come up. What comes up is Google curated results that say, Jesus was not killed by the Jews. The Jews did not kill Jesus. And I've actually never seen this before. If you just Google who killed Jesus, the piece, the recent piece by Zina Ramakalova comes up, and highlighted within the piece by Google are the paragraphs where she says specifically it was not the Jews who killed Jesus. So that's just to give you an example of the kind of massive power, the hands that they have in the system, so that your Google results pull up these pieces, not the Bible, not Wikipedia results on just factually break down play by play what happened, but in fact, thought pieces in the Jerusalem Post saying the Jews did not kill Jesus.
So what is the obsession, you know, in our fake government throughout centuries now? What is this infatuation with Israel and, you know, bowing to, you know, people like the ADL at your former employer, or where you were a contributor, Fox News? I just saw the other day somebody was on with Harris Faulkner, and they mentioned the name George Soros, and she muted them and then like shamed them for being anti-Semitic. What is this all about, really?
I think it's very simple. It comes down to the fact that you are not supposed to know who holds the levers of power. You are not supposed to know who is in charge. You're not supposed to know who the donors are. And the minute you start getting too close to the sun, they shoot you down. It's really that simple. And they hold a lot of power. They are untouchable. They are unassailable. You can't say anything about them. And if you do, and perfect examples are, you can basically say anything about anyone else. You can say anything about the Black community. I mean, and it's fascinating, because that's why I got banned from Twitter. I mean, I'm very critical of the Black community. I'm very critical of the Muslim community. I'm very critical of a number of Hispanic communities. I'm very critical of all of those. But what was the tweet that got me in trouble, that got me permanently banned until Elon came in and let me off? It was some comment about George Soros and the Jewish community. And I think it just comes to tell you that those are the people who are in charge. They don't want you to know who's in charge. And so anytime you even mention it, and like we saw with Jamie Foxx, even if you even hint at it, they're going to come in, they're going to ban you, they're going to censor you, they're going to call you names like anti-Semitic. And it's like, don't look behind the cloth. And when you start pulling at the strings, you start to see that it's actually a much more pernicious conspiracy than I probably am even willing to say myself here.
So who is it that grants all of the power to these people? I mean, they don't just manufacture it out of nowhere. Somebody's enabling this. Somebody's funding this. Who is it?
Well, the people who are funding the news organizations, Fox News, you bring up, you look at their donor list, you look at both political parties, who donates the most to them. Those are the people who are in charge, and the people are essentially enabling it, because they are blissfully ignorant about it. They're happy to be ignorant about it, and they're happy to just take their information sources from Fox News. They're happy to just take their information from the political parties that hand out these memos. And so when you have a group of people that are controlling everything down to the news that you get, it's the people who are consuming the news and not questioning it. Not to mention, there's a whole class of news anchors, influencers, you know, Twitter people, politicians, who are complicit because they are not willing to speak out against it, because they are the ones who are getting paid by it. So in essence, they are also responsible, because they know, if I want to get my paycheck, I'm not going to talk about this issue. I saw someone the other day put onto Twitter, we've got to start talking about this lawyer class, this leeching lawyer class. And I'm like, well, who makes up the lawyer class? And so it's very clear that they have a directive. Don't talk about this. Don't mention it. Don't even say exactly who you think it is. And there's all these euphemisms that you have, the globalist, whatever it is, you can't really get down to the wire on who it actually is. And so the people who are responsible are the politicians. It is the news media class. It is the politician class. It's all of those. And then it's the people who are willing to just be spoon-fed this information without questioning it once.
I went to Washington, D.C., John, and I've only been there twice in my entire life. I'm proud.
That's lucky for you.
Yes, I'm proud to say that. I don't really wish to go back. I will if need be. But it's like Satan's lair there. I mean, you can just feel the demonic oppression when you step foot off of the plane and into that city. But I was there to speak specifically with survivors of the USS Liberty attack, which was perpetuated by Israel. We gave a speech there. I sat down and I interviewed several of the people that were actually on the USS Liberty and survived that attack that they know to have been carried out by Israel. You're not allowed to say that. The other day or a couple of weeks ago when this silly submersible catastrophe happened, like people think they're going to go down and look at the Titanic and, you know, just get away with it, right? We're not going to allow that to happen, by the way. I just mentioned that it was funded by the Rothschilds, and there was an explosion in the media. Stu Peters says the Jews are sinking the Titanic or what, you know, like it was just amazing. I simply stated a fact that this was funded by the Rothschilds. They absolutely lost their minds. I can't explain it.
You can't state factual information. And it's not like you're saying anything. It's not like you're saying they're saying these people are evil and have horns. You're just saying who's funding it. Okay, who attacked the USS Liberty? I mean, don't even get started on looking at 9/11. Fox News amazingly reported on it.
We remember the dancing Israelis. We will never forget the dancing Israelis. Yes.
You have Carl Cameron's segment on it. You go through the Fox logs, you cannot find these segments. You have to go to, and that's when you have to go to like these like dubious conspiracy sites, but you're still watching the Fox News footage to actually get the information. And no one's saying like these people are absolutely, you know, they're going to hell. That's not what's being said. All that's being said is who is responsible for these attacks? Who was spying on the US with the USS Liberty? Who attacked us? And in the situation of the Titanic, who's funding it? When you want to look at George Soros and all the color revolutions that he's funded, all of the open borders policies, all of the DAs in California and all of George Soros's DAs around the country who are systematically letting people out of prison so that our cities can become unstable and so that crime can go up. Who is responsible for that? You report on who's behind all of that and you get in trouble.
By the way, speaking of letting people out of prison, don't forget the jailbreak legislation that we got under the Trump administration, authored by none other than Jared Kushner.
Yeah, I mean, and that tells you everything you need to know. That tells you everything you need to know because he's in on it. But the thing is, you're not allowed to talk about that. That First Step Act, which was a Kushner, Ivanka, and then I think the Kardashians got involved. But that entire network had their fingers in it. And as a reporter, as a journalist, you should be looking at who is responsible for this. Follow the money. That's kind of journalism 101. Who are the people in power? And it's like you can name this person, you can name that person, you can go all the way up the ladder, and then you hit this one group of people, and all of a sudden the door's shut and you're not allowed to say anything. And so naturally, I think anyone gets a little suspicious because that's when you start getting banned. That's when you start getting deplatformed. That's when your bank starts going out. All of that stuff starts to happen when you start to mention this one specific group of people. And like I said, it's very interesting because you're allowed to talk about Muslim extremism. You're allowed to talk about even Christian extremism.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to talk about Jewish extremism. You're not allowed to go to their holy book and look at what they deem to be law. And going back to the original question of who killed Jesus, you look at what the Talmud's celebrating. The Talmud celebrates the fact that they killed Jesus. And not to mention in the Bible, they are also celebrating it. They're saying his blood, all the people are there. His blood is on us and our children. That's in Matthew. That's what that is in the Bible. They're celebrating it in the moment. The book that came later, the Talmud celebrates it later after the fact. It's not until someone who's Christian or someone who is not Jewish points it out that all of a sudden they get on the defensive.
Yeah. Look no further than the most anti-free speech law that exists in the United States of America right now. Look no further than the Sunshine State, Ron DeSantis's Florida, who, by the way, went to Israel to sign that anti-free speech law for Florida.
He launched his campaign in Israel. I mean, if that doesn't tell you everything you need to know, you can't flyer in Florida. You basically outlaws anti-Semitic speech. And even recently, he was bragging about it, saying, you know, I made it illegal to be anti-Semitic in Florida.
Yeah.
And it's like, what are we doing here? It's not illegal to be anti-Christian. You go on Twitter, you just look up, you know, F Christians or whatever. You can find it. Try saying that about Jewish people. Ooh. You can find it about any other group except for Jewish people. That's where it gets outlawed. And we need legislation from Ron DeSantis, of all people, to make it actually illegal. And his donors are gleeful with this. I mean, that's why he did it. That was the first thing that he did right before he announced his campaign. He took the trip to Israel. He went to the wall. He smooched the wall.
Yep.
And he got his Israeli donors. And he signed this piece of legislation. And then he said, and by the way, I'm running for president. Okay, well, what country are you running for president for? If that's where, you know, you weren't in Iowa, he's in Iowa now, but you weren't in Iowa then. No, you went to Jerusalem. You went to Israel.
That's because Ron DeSantis cares a lot more about Israel than he cares about the United States of America. That's for sure.
And he's not alone.
Let's not single him out. Exactly. I was just going to say, go and Google all of the presidents and candidates that have been on that same wall smooching it and asking for the blessing from the Holy Land. It happens all the time. That's where the power structure exists. We're not afraid to say it because that is the truth, and this program has always been about the truth. We appreciate you standing for the truth as well. That's a real journalist. John Miller, thank you for being here.
Thanks, Stu.
At some point, we've all been sold a big lie, including yours truly. It's called the protein lie. Starting in the 1980s, supplement companies began pushing massive protein consumption. We all believed that more protein equaled more muscle growth. I'm here to tell you that's a big fat lie. No surprise. Let's say that you eat an 8-ounce chicken breast. You're consuming about 40 grams of protein. However, just because something contains 40 grams of protein doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to absorb all 40 grams. No, without enzymes, most of it ends up in your toilet bowl. So if you don't have a sufficient supply of enzymes to digest the protein, your muscles will be starving for those vital building blocks. That's why it's crucial that you take a high-quality enzyme. The one that I trust and use myself is called Masszymes by Bioptimizers. Masszymes is a full-spectrum enzyme formula with more proteins than any other commercially available, with 5 different kinds of proteins. You can try it today, risk-free. Their 365-day full money-back guarantee is the gold standard in the industry. When you go to bioptimizers.com/stew, be sure to enter the coupon code StuPeters10 to get an extra 10% off of your order at bioptimizers.com/stew. If you have a child and that child has a diagnosis of ADHD, you've gone to the doctor and they are suggesting neurotoxins like Adderall and Ritalin and methylphenidate and clonidine because they are whores for big pharma and because they are poison pushers and fake doctors, please try something else before you destroy your kid's life potentially with all of the documented irreversible long-term side effects associated with all of the aforementioned. Please try CBD and please use the family-owned business that we do business with here. All the hemp is grown right here in my home state of Minnesota. Everything can be sourced. You're not going to get any poisons or toxic crap in your CBD like you will if you go to the corner store, which sells all of this BS from China. Go to curable.com. That's K-U-R-I-B-L, curable.com. Family-owned business, all the hemp sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota. So many other benefits to Curable, which you can find on their website. Plus, if you like THC products, they have them as well. Go to curable.com. Use promo code STU for 20% off site-wide when you go to curable.com. Well, I don't know about you, but off and on, I've had trouble sleeping for years. Actually, the majority of Americans struggle to get the sleep that they need. A friend of mine told me that it might be a magnesium deficiency, so I tried a whole bunch of supplements and none of it worked. Well, finally, thanks to this program, I was introduced to nutrition scientist and champion bodybuilder Wade Lightheart, and he told me there's actually 7 types of magnesium, and your body needs all 7 in order to get the proper sleep that some of these other companies advertise but just don't produce. Problem is, because of industrial fertilizers, basically all the food that we eat is now deficient in magnesium. Magnesium Breakthrough is the only full-spectrum supplement that includes all 7 forms of magnesium that's on the market. And let me tell you, this stuff actually works. Not only did it finally fix my sleep, but the energy levels that I've experienced have gone through the roof as well. To learn more about Magnesium Breakthrough, go to magbreakthrough.com/StuPeters. Use promo code StuPeters10 to get 10% off your first bottle. You'll be glad that you did. magbreakthrough.com/StuPeters. So as we mentioned just the other day, Elon Musk made this big announcement last weekend. He's ready to fund any legal fees, no limit, for any employee anywhere who claimed to have been fired or mistreated unfairly simply for what they posted on the social media website formerly known as Twitter, now being rebranded to X. Well, one person with a great case for a lawsuit is biotechnologist and science journalist Dr. Simon Gottick. Gottick was banned from Twitter in the Great Purges of 2021, right alongside many of us, and only resurrected after Musk's buyout in 22. So he first drew attention in 2020 for his dissident but very well-researched view that high doses of vitamin D could be effective in treating COVID, whatever that was, and most importantly, for preventing deaths. Well, almost immediately, Gottick was targeted by these insane activists demanding that he be fired from his job. Now, he knew that he had to raise the profile of his arguments, so he headed over to Twitter. He started to do, you know, serious science, like pointing out the fraud of the massively oversensitive COVID PCR test that hugely overstated the number of cases. Well, the more he tweeted, the more fans he got, the larger his account grew, but the more unhinged emails for his employer got until finally they just simply fired him outright. Dr. Gottick would be an excellent candidate for Mr. Musk's legal generosity. Does he plan to take advantage? Well, we'd love to learn into that, and he joins us now. Simon, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah. So do you intend to take advantage of Mr. Musk's offer, or do you think he's serious?
I wouldn't call it taking advantage. So he made this offer publicly. He said, everybody who got fired because of posting on this platform, we will support, and no financial limits. So I don't read too many of his tweets. I mean, I follow him, but I got a mail from my lawyer. She's like, Simon, look at this. This could be your solution. You probably don't have to sell your car anymore to sue the former employer. So I was like, yeah, okay, this might be something for me. So I've been writing a post, a public tweet. I don't know, how do you call them now? Public X.
Yeah.
And I was explaining my situation. I mean, you just summed it up perfectly. Wow. I couldn't do it myself that way. Yeah, but actually what you just said is what I've wrote. And I think my tweet got several millions of views and 40,000, 50,000 likes. So it went viral, but I haven't heard back yet. I've been asking them, okay, whom should I contact? Because they just say contact us. But I mean, there is no way you can contact the support on Twitter. There's no, I mean, whom am I supposed to contact? So I hope I hear something from them. Otherwise, maybe my lawyer is going to send an official letter and asking them, okay, what can we do now in order to get support?
So I'm curious to know, and we'll support you in any way that we can. I'll tweet about it too, see if we can get, you know, Elon's attention, of course. I mean, he made the offer. And I think that if you're going to make that offer and you're being a serious person, that you should actually do that, because you, just like so many other millions of people, have completely lost their entire livelihoods as a result of this big scam, this biowarfare attack carried out by all of the people who pretend to be taking care of us and looking out for us, not only from, you know, the fake virus itself, but also with the injections that followed, and, you know, millions of kids and of course died suddenly is a phenomenon that we're seeing now. But are we really in a time right now where there can be that many people who would object to a dissident voice to the murderous regime that was carrying out this attack?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, where are we as a country? I just saw an article that I posted on Twitter about from Sky News, of all people, that, you know, scientists are coming up with a new vaccine for an unknown pandemic X. Newsflash here, you cannot have a vaccine for a virus that doesn't exist. Wake up! Like, where is everybody? I mean, what kind of mental state is our country and really our whole planet in?
The whole world.
Yeah, yeah. The whole world, that these people are just still fearful of this thing that doesn't, has not, will not ever exist or hurt them.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Peter Hotz was even asking for or demanding a malnutrition vaccine.
that guy is psycho. Yeah. That guy's a complete psychopath.
Yes, I know. It's, I think where we are heading, at least, is something very concerning. And it's been even more concerning that many of us has been kicked off social media, especially when we were needed. I mean, we were not extremists. We weren't saying like Nuremberg 2, hang them all. You know, we were just raising questions.
I am.
Yes, you are. But I would consider myself more moderate. I have to have moderate, you know, otherwise people wouldn't take me seriously anymore as a scientist. But I mean, like, we've been raising questions. We've been saying, like, guys, why don't we promote vitamin D? Why can't we wait until there are really long-term studies regarding this vaccine that doesn't kill people? I mean, like, the virus or COVID or whatever it was, it didn't kill people. Like not more than, there was no excess mortality before they started spreading fear and panic. And this fear and panic, of course, led to elevated cortisol levels, which again led to an excess mortality. But what we can see is
another thing, obviously, that led to an excess in mortality was people went to the hospitals where they were sedated. Yes. They walked in under their own horsepower. They were sedated with cocktails that would kill a herd of horses. They were separated from their families. They were given poisonous remdesivir that was kicked out of an Ebola trial. And
the ventilators.
Yeah, of course. Yes. And when they had a COVID diagnosis and they had the administration of remdesivir and a ventilator and a COVID death pronunciation, they got paid huge money. They murdered for money. It was killing for cash.
I wouldn't say it like that. I think many doctors wouldn't kill for money. Of course, maybe this was a bigger idea behind. That's why they were financing hospitals for every COVID death. I know this from Brazil. I know people who work in hospital here in Brazil, in the administration, that said, okay, whoever died, just please make him COVID positive, so we get money from the UN. So this was a real thing, but I'm not sure that the doctors and hospitals wanted to murder them. I think it was the protocol that the UN and governments in general were proposing, which led to people dying instead of healing.
Okay, so, but point blank, let's get brass tacks here. Nobody was dying in the streets or at home from COVID-19. They were dying in the hospitals because the protocols were murderous. They were killer protocols.
If we believe the Chinese, that people were dropping on the streets and dying like flies, but we know that these videos were fake.
Yep.
In the Western world, we haven't seen this phenomenon. So, yeah, people
died until after the injections were rolled out, and now we're seeing people just dying in droves, young people clotting out, having heart attacks, strokes. Damar Hamlin, athletes at the peak of their physical condition. And we should be allowed to say that and notice that without being unfairly treated by employers, especially when your employer is supposed to side on, the side of health and looking out for people and keeping them healthy and, you know, research and real science. And isn't science supposed to be about disproving another's theory or taking their methods and then replicating them and proving their theory? I mean, isn't that what science is supposed to be?
Well, it's actually, it's about rejecting your own hypothesis. So this is what they failed in. So instead of saying, hey, we have a vaccine, we want to prove it doesn't work, they said, hey, let's create a vaccine, we'll prove it works. So it's an upside down world. So scientists don't try to reject their own hypothesis anymore. And this leads to the situation. I mean, probably, most likely, I can just say most likely. Most likely, the majority of them is corrupt, they get paid, and so they just publish what those who pay them want to hear. This is the highest probability of what I can see. This is how science works nowadays. But what got me into the situation, to get back to your first point, is that I was publishing about vitamin D. I was saying, guys, if you take calcifediol, you can get like your vitamin D level to 50 nanograms per liter or higher within minutes, and you probably will not even have any symptom of COVID or whatsoever. I say any respiratory disease, you probably don't even feel anything. And this doesn't also make you an asymptomatic spreader and all this nonsense that they were claiming existed. But you know, coming up with a solution in April and May 2020 made you an enemy of the public.
Yeah. And you know, this program has been pointing so many things out about this scam. I mean, even the American Medical Association had handbooks that they handed out to doctors to teach them the language to use to avoid serious questions by people like me, and how to use code words to talk about the injections. Yes, they had literal phrases that these people were supposed to post, and it was social media website specific. If you're on Facebook, post this. If you're on Twitter, tweet that. If you're on Instagram, put this picture with this caption, and if you do an interview, say these words and do not deviate from it. So I disagree. I think doctors did know exactly what they were doing because, you know, doctors are supposed to individually assess each patient to first do no harm, the Hippocratic Oath. They are supposed to diagnose their patient with something and then treat them accordingly. And if you have a slew of doctors that are putting remdesivir into the veins of people who are all dying and ventilators on these people who are all dying, isn't it up to them to notice that and then to reverse that protocol or do something different?
Yeah.
I mean, so
it's murder.
Yeah,
it's
murder. It is. I agree. So I think that it just needs to be said out loud. And we should be able to say that because this program and you and your research and so many other good people out there have been about saving lives from the very beginning, while people like Andrew Cuomo were knowingly putting elderly geriatrics who were helpless into progressive modern day ovens and death camps and killing them on purpose to drive up the fear narrative and to get people to rush to these shots that they knew were coming because they were in existence for very long before we ever knew what COVID-19 was.
Yeah, I mean, it's no coincidence that Bill Gates invested in BioNTech in September 2019. It was far before. Also, Moderna was like in that time. The people knew. I mean, we don't have hard evidence, but soft evidence is sufficient to tell that they knew.
Yeah, these people are monsters. And I know that you said to be taken seriously, you have to be a little bit less, you know.
Yeah, I don't use these words.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking them, yeah.
Yeah. And I do want people to take me seriously. Nuremberg 2 is going to happen, and these people will face extreme accountability when they're found guilty in some sort of a court of law for the crimes that they've committed against humanity. And we hope that there is some justice on your end as well. We hope that everybody in the Stu Peters viewing audience will go on Twitter and kind of elevate and echo the voice of Dr. Gotick, and hopefully we can get Elon's attention. You don't have to sell your car quite yet. There is still hope. So hang on, and I hope that you sue the ever-loving hell out of the former employer that unfairly treated you.
Thank you.
Everybody now knows that we live in an upside-down clown world under an empire of lies, a murderous regime. So previously, it may have sounded crazy, but I'm sure you won't be surprised to learn that liberals are very upset that people like me are advertising the Vanish holster. They cannot stand how this holster has helped get more Americans armed than ever before. What's so special about this Vanish holster, you might ask? Well, simple. It is the most comfortable holster ever. The most comfortable holster I've ever worn. I have plenty of experience, 15 years in bounty hunting, lots of experience with holsters and firearms. And when you get a Vanish holster, you'll never stop carrying because you'll forget you're even wearing it. Plus, the Vanish holster saves you money. That's because it fits 99% of all semi-auto handguns. It works without a tactical belt. It lets you carry in multiple positions. It carries 2 fully loaded magazines. And best of all, because you're a viewer of this program, you get it for $50 off. I am told that this discount is set to expire soon, so kick in your special pricing. Lock it in right now. Go to vanish.com/stew. That's VNSH.com/stew. VNSH.com/stew. It's all back for the money-back guarantee, and I believe them when they say it's the only holster that you'll ever need because it's the last one that you'll ever buy. Vanish.com/stew right now, today, before this discount expires.
I'm going to fill this box here, and I'm going to try to replicate the indoor environment that most people face anywhere in the world today. The more energy efficient that we become, the more airtight that we make our houses, the more toxic it is for our environment. Our technology is vibrating the air at a rate of speed. Anything that is 0.001 microns or larger does not stand a chance in the presence of not only photocatalytic oxidation, but needlepoint negative ionization. We're sending out an ion wave that is going through walls, doors, floors, carpets, paddings, draperies, and it's synergistically vibrating the air, and it's going to drop it down to the ground as a biologically inert substance. Now, this is where you're going to come in. You can mop this matter, you can vacuum it, you can sweep it, but our technology is going to make sure that you're not continuously breathing this in.
Heart disease, blood clots, strokes, kidney failure. These can all be found on the back of an ibuprofen bottle listed as side effects. And to top it all off, ibuprofen doesn't even get to the main cause of your pain and swelling problems. It's only temporary relief. It's only masking the true problem, which is inflammation. It's not only ineffective, it's expensive and downright dangerous, especially for seniors to be popping ibuprofen pills. That's why researchers are saying to add this Antarctic supernutrient to your diet. These are omega-3 fatty acids sourced from wild-caught krill. The omega-3 content from krill oil has been shown to support healthy blood pressure, circulation, brain health, as well as reduce inflammation, swelling, and joint pain. In fact, it can outperform ibuprofen, Advil, and Tylenol, and it doesn't have the dangerous side effects mentioned above either. Better yet, for a limited time, you can grab Native Path Antarctic Krill Oil for as low as $23 a bottle. Just go to stopmyinflammation.com right now to get your special offer for being a part of my audience. Stopmyinflammation.com. President, heavy air quotes there, Joe Biden has distinguished himself as absolutely the most anti-gun president in American history. He's backed red flag laws, much like the ones that Ron DeSantis backs in Florida. He's backed a renewed ban on this fake imaginary class of firearms that he calls assault weapons. But it's really more than that, actually. Biden is just the stooge of the modern left. The modern left's ultimate project is the total disarmament of all American citizens. Make no mistake, that is what they're trying to do. Biden's regime rammed through what was supposed to be this moderate gun control bill after a mass shooting in 2022. But using that bill, the Department of Education has now started denying federal funds to schools that offer hunting or archery programs, claiming that they violate the law. Now, of course, in reality, school classes that teach proper weapon usage and safety save lives and prevent shootings by teaching proper and respectful relationships with weapons like the ones every good citizen should have. But the left doesn't actually want to increase gun safety or reduce gun deaths. Everything that they say is a sham. If the left cared about reducing gun violence, they would bother enforcing basic gun laws in our cities. You know, like Chicago and Detroit and Baltimore. The ones that even conservatives don't mind. Laws like, hey, if you're a convicted violent felon, you can't carry a gun or buy one. And if you do, you'll go to prison for a very long time. You see, if we just enforced laws like that, if we hunted down felons carrying illegal guns and shipped them off to prison, gun deaths would collapse. But no, instead the left blames ordinary white suburbanites with a completely clean criminal record. Why? Well, simple, because this isn't about gun crime. This isn't about safety or preventing mass shootings for the left. This is about total domination. The left needs total disarmament because the left's system of rule relies above all on terror. Don't speak out because you're terrified that they'll fire you from your job. If violent criminals are prowling the street, looting the stores, burning the police precincts, going after your friends, your neighbors, your family, you just have to sit there and take it. Too bad. Hope the left's incompetent diversity hire cops feel like coming around to save you. Just hope and pray that they don't take the criminal's side instead of yours, like they do all the time. Holding back the left's gun totalitarianism is the greatest issue coursing through American life. Make no mistake. There's a lot of issues in America. A lot of issues in life that are very important, but also probably won't be around for that long. For instance, 10 years ago, nobody was talking about tranny surgeries for kids. And it could well be that in 10 years, the practice is banned practically everywhere and basically forgotten, treated as some shameful episode of the past, like lobotomies. CRT was obscure 15 years ago. It's everywhere now, but it might be obscure again in 15 more years. The COVID shots, of course, didn't exist even 3 years ago. 3 years from now, maybe they'll be focused entirely on covering up what they did rather than trying to keep pushing the jab onto people. But gun control isn't like those issues. Gun control was an issue in America 5 years ago. 20 years ago, 50 years ago, and it will remain an issue for many, many years going forward. Fortunately, American gun owners are wise to the left's plans. They know that the left doesn't want a disarmed society. No, they want a society where only they have the guns. And gun owners nationwide know the motto of the state of New Hampshire, live free or die. There are many, many people in this country and many more who listen to this very show who are absolutely prepared, very literally, to live out the old NRA slogan, from my cold, dead hands. Sean McBriarty is director of special projects at the Maine First Project, a nonprofit trying to restore the state of Maine to the way that it once was, the way that it ought to be, a free state for men. And he joins us now. Sean, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. I appreciate being on again.
Am I right about that? I mean, it isn't really total disarmament. It's just guns for them. Rules for thee, not for me.
Yeah, I think let's be real about this, Stu. I mean, you know, Biden and the puppet master Obama behind the scenes, they really hate the Second Amendment because it backs up the First Amendment. It allows us free speech. And I'm a huge believer of both the First and Second Amendment. But if you take our arms away, if you take our guns away, if you take our ability to protect our families and our home away, it is much easier for us to be controlled. And that's really ultimately what they're trying to do.
Well, we tried to practice our First Amendment on January 6th and did not practice our Second Amendment on January 6th, yet they call it a violent insurrection, an overthrow of the government.
Yeah, I think from that perspective...
Can you imagine, can you imagine had we actually brought guns on January 6th?
Well, the only people that had the guns were the police officers opening the doors for the folks, you know, the grandmothers walking in with their flags to the Capitol building. But this bipartisan Safer Communities Act, I think the Department of Education, Biden's Department of Education, has completely, the interpretation of this is wrong. And what they're trying to do is withhold funds from schools who have archery and gun safety programs, shooting programs, sport programs. And I believe, again, you know, you mentioned it in the open, this really takes the guns out of the hands of responsible students learning about the Second Amendment, learning how to hunt, learning how to prepare for their families. And again, it makes it much easier for us to be controlled by the government.
When I was in school, there were many during hunting season kids that brought their shotguns to school with them. I mean, right in the school, put them in their lockers. They were leaving early. They were going to hunt. They didn't leave them in the cars because they didn't want them to be stolen. But there were no mass shootings. Everybody was very responsible with their guns. We had gun safety class when I was 12 years old. We went through that hunter safety, firearm safety class. And as a result of that, I respect what firearms do. I carried a gun for 15 years, bounty hunting. Very tremendous responsibility. Used guns all the time. Still use guns. I'm a deer hunter. I go duck hunting. I mean, these are things that people do to be self-sufficient, to protect themselves, to provide for their families, to protect their homes, to protect their life, their liberty, and their property. And we shouldn't be having conversations about, you know, bans on this or permits for that. It shall not be infringed. Where did we go? We should be going the other direction. Do you agree?
Yeah, no doubt. I was the same guy in high school. I had the shotgun in the back rack of the pickup truck, and we'd go after class and go hunt, you know, grouse and bird hunting. You know, Maine has a very rich tradition in hunting. I've had the opportunity a couple years ago. I shot a moose with my father. It was one of the best experiences of our lives. And, you know, we put 350 pounds of meat in the freezer to offset the cost of, again, Biden economics that's going on with all of these protein prices going through the roof. So I agree 100%. People who have responsible adults to teach them about gun safety are not the people with these violent crimes. In fact, recently, Stu, we've seen a lot of the LGBTQ cultists are the ones that are shooting up these schools. So I say all the time, you know, the only thing that's going to stop a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. And I am also a constitutional carry person. I am armed often to protect my family from the left and the crazy people that we have up here in the state of Maine.
So where are we going as a country? Okay, for example, in the state of Minnesota, I have to go to my sheriff and get a permit to carry. Why?
Yeah, I in Maine, thank goodness, before Janet Mills, the most far left crazy governor we've ever had, came into office, the concealed carry process became a law. And so in Maine, it's open carry availability. People don't really usually do that because it does raise some eyebrows. But to conceal carry in Maine, you can do that almost anywhere. I also have a concealed carry permit just to make sure that I'm within the law. But, again, criminals are not going to Bass Pro Shops to get a gun to have a violent felony.
No, they're breaking into your car to get yours, or they're breaking into your home or doing a home invasion to get yours.
Yeah, they're getting it from alternate means. So, you know, to really restrict gun owners and to create these laws for law-abiding citizens, it makes no sense. It's really just virtue signaling by rhinos like our Senator Susan Collins, who voted for this act.
So we got to answer the question, though. Isn't requiring me to have a permit to conceal carry a firearm, isn't that a violation of the law? So by essence, they create a law that violates the Constitution. That's a violation of my rights. Why can't I go sue my state's attorneys general?
Well, I think, you know, certainly in New York, has had some recent wins on that front as far as being able to conceal carry and open carry. A number of states have been doing that, but it really depends on what you're like. In Maine, for example, we have far left Democrats running the governor, house, and Senate and DA's.
Yeah, but who cares? They're criminals. I don't care if they're Democrats or not. I don't care how they identify. What they are is criminals. They are overstepping. They are violating. They are oppressing my Second Amendment right, which shall not be infringed. I mean, it couldn't get any more black and white than that. So why are we here?
That's 100% correct. I think in this case, some of these schools probably should band together, get a good lawyer, and sue the Department of Education. And I think they would win in the Supreme Court, I think, would say, again, shall not be infringed. What they're trying to do is withhold funds from these schools because they have archery and school safety classes and shooting clubs. It's just ridiculous. And again, Biden, the worst father out there, whose crackhead son Hunter illegally had a gun charge on his own, amongst obviously cocaine in the White House and prostitutes and all these other things, you know, folks like myself who had a good father that was willing to teach me about gun safety, I'm not the person they should be coming after. It should be Hunter Biden that he looks at.
So what is it all about?
Well, again, I think it's all about trying to control the population. If the government takes the guns away, like you've seen in a lot of communist areas, communist countries, it just makes it that much easier for the government to control all of our lives. And again, you know, we talk in Maine with the rich history of hunting. Now, Stu, I'll say all of my guns perished in a freak boating accident. Okay, so I'm going to have to replace mine at some point. But in Maine, you know, I would say the majority of folks have a gun in their home for safety, for protection, or for hunting. And it's not for creating violent crimes.
No, but it can be for deterring violent crimes, including those perpetuated at the hands of the fake government corporate murderous crime syndicate. So here's what it's all about. It's about, we know that we are tyrants. We know that we want to effect tyranny onto the American population. We know that the plans that we have for this country are not going to be in the best interest of 350 some odd million people. And so in order for us to carry out total domination, in order for us to have a two-class system of elites and serfs, in order for us to entrap everyone into a digital or virtual or physical prison, in order for us to inject them all with our microchips and our Neuralinks and our graphene oxide and our bioweapon poisons, in order for us to strap medical devices to children's faces without the consent of the parents, in order for us to take those children and mutilate their genitals without the consent of the parents, all of these things, in order for us to be able to molest their children or traffic their children, we're going to have to take their guns. That's what it is. That's the black and white. They want tyranny. They want, the tyrants are always going to seek more power, always going to seek more dominance and control. And the only way they can get it is by taking away the guns, because they know that we will shoot them if they try to do it.
Absolutely. The totalitarian rule wants to make sure that these young kids in school don't understand there is a Second Amendment. They don't understand how to properly use guns, how to access guns, how to hunt, or to, you know, ward off violent crimes. And again, that just makes it so much easier to control. Biden has said on a number of occasions that the Second Amendment is not absolute. He's absolutely wrong in that. And I think if we start losing some of these freedoms, our country is going to continue to go right down the tubes and become a communist Marxist state, which is ultimately what Biden, Obama, and those guys want us to become.
In my kitchen, I have a air rifle, pellet gun. And my kids, we have intentionally removed a screen from one of the windows. And we have a string that hangs between two trees. And there are empty cans hanging by the tabs onto that string. And my kids, whenever they want to, can just go grab that air rifle. They know how to safely use it at 8 and 11 years old. They have a respect for the firearm. I put a weapon in their hands at a very young age. I taught them to respect it. I taught them how to safely handle it. I told them muzzle control, trigger control, breathing control. Never aim the weapon at something that you don't wish to completely destroy. And as a result of that, they're very responsible. They know what the guns can do. I encourage every single parent to make sure that you have this conversation at your dinner table tonight. Make sure that your kids know about the Second Amendment. Teach them about the very important First and Second Amendments and why the Second Amendment exists. Teach them about that. We know that the teachers, that's what you want to call them, groomers, in these schools wish for this bill to be explosive and sweeping across the entire country, because it's one more step closer to disarming a complete generation. And that's the next generation, the 8 and 11-year-olds that we have now. We can't allow that to happen. Unfortunately, the way that this country is turning, it looks like eventually those guns are going to have to be used to save our country, to protect our country, to protect ourselves against a totalitarian regime that wishes to use brute force in effort to crush any dissent to a communist overtaking, a one-world government, a new world order, a great reset, an Agenda 2030, whatever you want to call it. This is what they want to foist on a society, and the only thing that will protect us is guns. Sean McBriarty, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. Hope you come back soon.
Yeah, I appreciate it as well, Stu. Any of your listeners, followers, viewers can follow me at Sean McBriarty on Twitter, Substack, Instagram, all of those. And also, I've got a really good educational podcast called Main Source of Truth. You can download it anywhere you listen.
Perfect. We hope that everybody will come check you out at Sean McBriarty on Twitter or any of the aforementioned. Have a great week. We'll see you, I think, probably next week when I have you back on another issue.
Thank you, sir.
The Stu Peters Show is brought to you in part by Earth Echo Foods and their superfood product, Cacao Bliss. Cacao Bliss starts with 100% organic rare cacao beans and also contains turmeric, MCT oil, cinnamon, and Himalayan salt. These ingredients were carefully chosen to support health, longevity, healthy weight, and even your happiness. You'll fall in love with a truly guilt-free chocolate, help reduce your cravings, facilitate weight loss, boost your energy, and combat inflammation with one delicious drink. It's gluten-free, by the way, also paleo, keto, and vegetarian diet friendly. You can receive an additional 15% off when you visit earthechofoods.com/stew and use discount code STEW. We're seeing unprecedented criminal tax hikes, hyperinflation, a full-blown recession, and it's all part of the grand plan. The billions of dollars that Biden keeps sending to that corrupt, fake Ukraine. The trillions in new taxes that he wants to shove down your throat. The electronic banking system crash, resetting everybody to zero. Checking accounts, savings accounts, 401ks, IRAs, all of it. Zero. But you don't have to be a victim. Protect your money and get up to $10,000 in free silver to do it when you call my friends at Goldco. Goldco has helped to protect over $2 billion in gold and silver for people like you and me. And now they're offering you up to $10,000 in bonus silver when opening a qualified IRA account just for being a supporter of the Stu Peters Show. So whether you want to protect your 50 grand or a half a million or even more, this is your opportunity to protect yourself from our out-of-control, corrupt corporate crime syndicate. Don't be a victim. Call Goldco, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD, or go to goldco.com/stew.